going
okay,
on.
Okay, go again, go again.
The old production company will be thrilled. We
are
grapes. Just go
yeah,
again.
Yeah, go again.
Doing
a
family.
That's not true.
Keep going.
Are you ready, Tills? Are you ready? Oh, the fridge has turned on. Well, you don't look very ready.
We're annoyed with you.
Why are you annoyed with me?
Because you're a mess.
Okay. I can't get my watch to start. There we
I've
go.
Been out working all day.
Ooh, he's a hard worker, mate.
Tilly's been at school. And the one thing you had to do was make sure this podcast was ready to go when
we got
back.
I was down. Just needed to be on time.
That is also true. You needed to be on time. And what were you? Late.
Downloading the soundtrack to Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
That's my problem as well. It was nothing important.
No.
It was
I have been doing stuff
you
all day.
You don't work hard enough and you need to be held accountable.
You just
did
got
you
to
do
sit
maths,
in room.
Science, English, geography and life?
I do life every day, baby. I had to sit and edit at home all day while you were sat in a studio going,
I'm actually getting really
nice.
Sad
no.
for you.
Oh, yeah, that sounds
actually,
nice.
I think
not.
My eyes are starting to tear up for you, actually.
We actually talked a lot more about
the
industry and how we can benefit as artists
than
making a song.
Move this
so
way.
Don't you look
I
silly.
I have so much work to do and have been doing
it. Oh, you've done jack shit.
That's not true, and I'll sit here and I'll defend myself.
A fan beat you to an edit.
That's okay, and again, we'll address that. I already got an edit out, right? Which I'd already pre-planned and already done, and then I was literally about to start editing the Alison Hammond video and someone else posted it. And I was like, oh, okay, well, I guess no one's going to care about our one anymore. Which I think that's not my fault. Like, we can't post every single, like, three videos in a day. And you went, yeah, you can. Because yes, technically we can, but that's not very good business. All right? So let me just...
Certainly not at the moment.
Let me just breathe and try and figure things out, okay? And I'll appreciate and be grateful for your understanding and gratitude.
No.
Well, you're not getting it.
Okay. No, absolutely not. Welcome back to the 14 Again podcast. That's Tilly, I'm Max, that's Harvey.
And, please subscribe.
Yeah, please
for
subscribe.
My pain.
Please like.
You know what?
This is what I don't get. Your pain?
Yeah, my
you
pain.
You put us two people through pain. You are one person.
She's bubbly today.
No.
She came back.
She is angry.
Yeah.
Because she started school and she hasn't had time to do her homework.
That's going to win you.
Do you know what I used to do homework and edit? We used to come home from school every day and post three videos minimum every single day.
Yeah.
And
they were shit, though.
They were terrible.
I do videos for you and me. You just did videos for you.
I don't even care. You're right, because it's my left hand. But I get what you're saying. You do a lot of work as well. I'm not saying you don't. I'm just saying, like... I have spent a lot of my life...
You guys live in the past a lot as well, by the way. We did this.
Yeah, all right,
okay.
But what I'm saying is that I've spent a lot of time in the past absolutely breaking my back over certain things, edits, whatever, and overcomplicating things that didn't need to be overcomplicated. I agree, and I get that. And I, in the past, have been a bit of a perfectionist as well, which has taken longer.
What I will say, and it's actually defending Harvey for a second, though I really don't want to,
thank you,
is it's less about living in the past, more about trying to show you a standard that we kept for ourselves.
More about
comparing
on,
chilly,
the fact that they think that my life isn't hard.
Here comes the spray.
Shut up. When we were your age.
I will smack you.
I've seen it.
It's about trying to encourage you to, you know, one up us.
No, it's making me want to not. It just makes me want to stop, turn around, and walk away.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's fair enough. Do you want to stop?
Yes.
Oh, we should put the mics down.
We'll stop. Right? They'll be pretty upset. Do we just
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on a Jupiter or Mars.
I have chocolate.
Are we allowed to do this? We can't force her to continue with something she doesn't want to do.
I'm so angry. If you don't know, right now it is nearly 8:30 at night. For me, I have about an hour to do my homework, and this is going to take me another 40 minutes.
Max brought you chocolate.
I could not care less right now.
It's from Dubai. I'm late.
Oh, you'll make good friends with him then.
Yeah, good one. I like that.
Because of being late.
Yeah. I'm going to have to position this in a bit of a weird way so that I can open it. But I keep seeing videos. I am late, but people still are posting about it, which is what I find kind of crazy. So I was like, screw it. I'm going to buy it. And I was actually just going to eat it for myself. But then I realized, wait a minute, we do things on camera. So I've pitched it for the podcast and have been allowed to...
It was nearly cut.
Bring it on. It was nearly cut.
It was nearly cut.
I think the fact that I paid for it with my own money has made it slightly more palatable. I did let you know that, of course. I don't really know how to get... It looks like something out of Willy Wonka.
I don't think I'm going to like this. Oh, it smells really bad.
How could you smell it? No, you said this the other day.
No,
she's
right, though.
She's got a big nose. Yeah. Not big nose. Not a big nose. No, no, that's not what I meant.
Clip that.
That is not what
Clip
I meant. Chair.
Clip it.
I meant like a... to be honest, I shouldn't have said big. Like a wide range of smelling.
Why are these chunks so huge?
I don't think I'm going to like this.
Do we want to like...
Let me see.
Oh, you're meant to do that bit on camera, aren't you?
I just
snapped it.
That'll be a no.
Should we
snap that?
That's absolutely vile. That is gross.
Oh, Tills, do you want some?
Yes, please. can I have half of one of yours?
Yeah,
I don't even want any of mine. I genuinely do not want to bite this.
Hold on.
And that, why are you going the other way to me?
I'm not just trying to be difficult. I very rarely come across food where I go, I do not want to
eat. I barely
have
any chocolate. I just have filling.
Well, enjoy your filling. All right. 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh.
I'm stuck.
Nah, bro. That's whack. That is absolute garbage. Oh, man, I hate that. You like it, don't you, freak?
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew you would.
Oh, my God. Why don't you like that?
It was not good. I didn't have fun.
What's wrong with it?
I don't know. It's just, like, nutty, green... You know what? When I have a problem with people messing with food, like Halloween foods or whatever, it falls into that category.
I really like this.
Yeah, I can't do it. What are your thoughts? Thanks, Tills. The streaming listeners right now are losing their minds over your review.
Is it dark chocolate or milk chocolate?
I think it is just about milk. Yeah.
It's milk, yeah.
I'm not sure.
If that was dark chocolate, I would have thrown up.
Yeah,
I
wouldn't have liked it if it was dark chocolate.
Yeah, I wouldn't have had fun at all.
No, I must admit, the chocolate could have been slightly better, but that filling, with the I'm a big fan. Well done, Dubai.
Is it Dubai as a nation? Of like, yeah, we. This is.
I feel like Dubai are good people to make friends with.
You're not wrong.
They have a lot of money. And I'm not just saying that.
I don't think you should say that at all.
Because of that. But this is really good. Well done. Thank you. Skadoosh.
Tilly, you didn't really say much.
You finished it.
Right now, she's just sort of staring at her fingers, thinking about it very pensively.
Any comment?
It's chocolate.
Yeah. Any comment on how you enjoyed the chocolate or if didn't?
It's not the worst chocolate I've ever had.
That's nice. Put that on the fucking website.
I think for her current state, that's a positive.
Yeah. No, that is.
I wouldn't buy it.
I wouldn't. Oh, I don't think I said how much I paid for that. I wouldn't spend how much I paid for it on that, but if it was cheaper, so I spent
you
50,
did.
15 quid on that.
And you did do that.
I did do that. But I wanted to try it. I wouldn't do that on a consistent basis. I wouldn't go, wow.
Am I not supposed to do that?
Dubai chocolate again, £15, get in my belly. I'd be like, if there was like a £2-3 version, yeah, sound.
Did you just smile for Dobby's picture? Dobby's currently behind the scenes taking photos.
Is it supposed to be like in action, like us doing the podcast?
Yeah, I think it's...
Well, because I kind of looked at him and I raised my eyebrows and then he pointed at your way instead.
What? Because he was like, keep paying attention to him.
Yeah. Bobby wants the naturel shot.
Yeah.
That's what I said. Should I not? Am I not supposed to
We're
do
also
that?
Meant to keep the illusion, you know, make it feel like we're in the room right now, not just, oh yeah, there's a cameraman doing shit over there, by the way.
I'm barely awake right now.
We have a huge announcement.
Do we?
Massive.
Okay.
Off the charts. Do you not know what's going on?
If I don't shit myself after hearing this announcement, it's not huge enough.
To be honest, you might.
Okay.
We
are. No, that's not how it works. You say we.
Should we play that game where we do like the each person says a new word?
Yeah, but he doesn't know it, apparently.
Okay, go.
We
are
grapes.
Doing
a.
Grapes.
You can't do grapes twice.
Why? No, you can't do a word twice.
That was more than one word.
No, I'm not. This is out of it. We are grapes doing a
grapes.
No, you can't say it. You can't say grapes twice in a row.
Why?
It's just because otherwise we could have just had the same thing. He could be we are grapes, we are grapes, we are grapes. Like it would just go on.
Okay,
like
go
that.
Again, go again.
The old production company would be thrilled. We
are
grapes. Just go
again. Yeah, go again.
Doing
a
family.
That's not
true. Keep going.
Not.
No, that's what you're supposed to say.
Live.
Podcast.
We're doing a live podcast.
Yeah.
Sound the alarms.
I was going to say fire.
Brace the cancel brigade. I can't even speak. Because we are
doing a live podcast
and it's going to be epic. We're doing it at the Leicester Square Theatre on the 6th of September. And tickets go on sale at 10 a.m. British time on Wednesday the 7th of May. Well done.
Damn, that's right before the song comes out.
Yeah.
Crazy shit going on.
Big stuff going on. If you want to come and see this podcast live, make sure you are ready. It should be on our website, but there'll be more information on our social media, and there'll probably be something in the description if it's already Wednesday, the 7th of May. So get excited.
This is
live
crazy.
Live podcast. It's going to be wild. What are your thoughts? Are you scared?
No, the only thing I'm scared for is if I like make a joke or I try and say something and then no one laughs. That's so embarrassing.
You know what we'll do? We'll get the guy from Shrek with the boards that say like laughter and applause. And
I actually don't mind that. I think we should actually do that.
Someone just
standing. Can it be Dobby?
Yeah, Dobby will do it. He won't have anything else to do. And he'll just be standing there with a board that says applause every time Tilly opens her mouth.
I think I might need to redo media training.
Yeah. No, you're so awful. Mm. I mean, even now, there's like three things I'm probably going to cut from this episode that you've already said.
Yeah.
But I think you'll almost be on your best behavior because of it, because there's so many crying eyes.
I have a good switch, to be fair, that I whack
on. I feel like
on.
I probably won't say as much as I normally do, though.
You think you're going to go a bit quiet?
I feel, yeah. Especially at the beginning, I feel like
the less risks you take, the less things go wrong.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't slur you normally do.
But to be honest, it's like almost the biggest payback for both of you, really, is because you know that I'm going to have to take the lead on things, and you two are just going to kind of sit there. No, but you
are.
Yeah, no.
I'll run this bitch. I'll fucking do the show.
You think?
Watch
you
me.
Think Max? In any state is
Watch
prepared
me.
To run a live podcast?
Yeah, man.
You think Harvey?
Yes. Oh. Immediately,
you didn't hear
Trust
what I was going to say.
And
I was going to say, you think Harvey's the biggest idiot here? And you said yes.
Oh, she got me.
Nah, I'll be real. I want to be the one doing like the crowd work. I wanna go and
really
and yeah.
He also do crowd surf.
I'll crowd surf the podcast audience.
Right, we're gonna put out a waiver when you buy the tickets. You also have to tick a little thing to say yes, I'm happy for Max to crowd surf on my body. Wait,
on to the top of my head.
Yeah, on top of my head. Let's make it sound less weird. Thanks, Tills.
Was less weird.
No, I was thanking you. Okay. Genuinely. But yeah, I mean, otherwise, you just want to be in the crowd the whole time.
No.
You can be part of the audience.
Yeah, I'll just sit and watch actually.
You can be sat in the front row like, oh, I love these guys. Oh,
yeah,
they're
not
so good.
I think we're going to have specially made merch for it as well, aren't we?
Oh, are we?
I'm hoping so.
Well,
I've said it now.
You're
so
fleeced.
Yeah.
we weren't doing that.
Yeah. But now Max has set someone an even more difficult job.
Well, there'll be merch.
If you see new merch, get it. But yeah, that's really exciting. I can't wait for that. We're going to keep talking about it every single episode now, so brace yourselves for that. In the meantime, though, we do have a dilemma that someone has sent in, if we wanted to quickly address that. I know Tilly absolutely loves the dilemmas and wants nothing more than to do this. But
can you
she
stop
loves hearing about
out?
Your guys' problems.
Can you stop
she said
baiting
before
me
the
out?
Podcast, I was just like, isn't that just like we've done that so many times now? Like,
they really do moan, don't they?
That's
I remember Tilly saying that.
No, don't let him lie. Don't let
him
lie.
She was going, honestly, our fans are just such big complainers.
I didn't say that. Why are you making that face?
Oh, Tills, we can't keep protecting you, honestly.
Protecting me from you guys.
yeah, that's probably accurate. Anyway,
I didn't say that, by the way. I didn't.
Sure, man. Whatever.
I did. Dobby, help me.
We definitely didn't just make it up. anyway, this person says, "Hi, Max, Harvey, and Tilly. I would love your opinion on this." Wait.
Nailed it.
Yeah. I was like, I thought I had the wrong one for a second there. Sorry. I'd like your opinion on this situation in year 10. Three boys were talking about how we had homework due for geography. The next day, me and my friend both had no idea what they were talking about. So we went to check the online homework and nothing was listed. So our teacher, we asked her when we next saw her and she said no. So the next day we were in geography and the first thing the teacher said was, give me your homework. And only three boys had done the homework. And when I got home, she lied and said I had a detention and gave me a demerit. So my dad questioned this and it turns out those three boys had done theirs in the class, meaning there was no homework actually given. But, you know, she decided that because they hadn't completed it in the class, she needed to say that everyone had failed doing the homework. Sorry, I'm summarizing because there's a lot more.
I'm confused.
So the teacher, I'm going to summarize it because there's a lot written there. Basically, the teacher was behind on work that she had to complete, I guess. So rather, she had three boys that stayed behind in a detention, got them to do it. And then when she asked for the homework, it
wasn't
actually
meant to be homework. But why did she lie about there not being homework? I'm confused.
That's why I'm a little bit confused because it feels like the teacher's just basically gone, oh, well,
so they did work for her.
No, they, the boys,
yeah,
they did the homework that was meant to be classwork.
Right.
So then she was meant to mark that or whatever from a class, but I guess she'd either wasted time or not done it for some reason or another. So she pretended it was homework so that she'd save her skin, but then a bunch of people got detentions and demerits because of it.
It's just an abuse of power.
I don't.
What it is
I don't believe that is the issue I have.
Interesting. Max is challenging one of the viewers.
Yeah,
he's throwing in is challenge the ref.
No, absolutely. I like why more so, and actually, like I want to be on side for a second in saying that's so unreasonable that I don't want to believe it because it's like why would a teacher do that?
That's like saying they don't believe your story with your mate's mum.
What?
You know that teacher you're talking about on
live? The live stream. Yes.
Yeah.
I won't go into that now, I don't think. But
it's just so ridiculous that...
That was a bit ridiculous, to be fair, believable. That one. Yeah, I suppose. But it's more like, why would you do that in fear of it then circling back and biting her? Because that is very much
a
thing.
If a teacher
that...
misses giving out a homework, is it that deep? Or is it not a homework? Now
I don't know. I think
I'm confused if it's homework or classwork.
I think it was something that was meant to be done in class, but was then given as homework, but she didn't tell anyone about it because I guess only those three boys wouldn't have realised that it shouldn't have been homework? I don't know.
Maybe she just wanted to give them something to do in the detention.
It's a tricky one, that, really, isn't it?
Why does everyone else suffer for that? That's why I'm like, I don't get it. I'm actually still confused.
I think our answer can only really be that, A, we hope that didn't really go as it went, but B, if it did, then surely if you've spoken to either a head teacher or, you know, someone in a position of power above that teacher, then you should be able to get it sorted out. But, you know, if there are any teachers out there listening, then maybe just remember that kids are smarter than you think. I don't know.
Yeah, I just
don't do that.
I don't like that. And I also feel bad for being so useless and not really having an answer for it. But it's just like, yeah, clearly don't be a shit bloke and do that. Like,
remember, by the way, we are not experts. We're just three guys giving our opinions. Yeah. So that might happen sometimes. Tilly's an expert, apparently, because she's offended.
No, I'm just not a guy.
You're not one of the guys?
We're just three guys.
If I was saying, me and the guys want to come and do this right now, you wouldn't count yourself as one of the guys?
Well, my gender is not a guy.
We're not talking
who's
about
to
gender.
Say, who's to say...
You're just one of the
guy
guys.
Guy means gender. You're just one of the homies. Guys. You're one of the bros. Guys.
Doesn't matter what gender you are.
You're just chilling with the guys.
You could be one of the guys.
Go to Thorpe Park with the guys.
When you say three guys...
Yeah.
That sounds like three male
specimens.
No, we never said men. We said guys.
He calls you Mr. Tib all the time. That doesn't bother you.
No, but like you're saying we're just three guys.
No.
Telling them we're three
guys.
Yeah,
but it's not, when I say guys, I don't mean male. We're three men. I didn't say we're three men. I said we're three guys.
Yeah, but people
like,
take just, it
like blokes,
that.
Like fellas, like, do you know what I mean?
Say so
those
many
are all male
words.
But like, you don't know what I'm saying. Like, it's not.
I think you're proving my point.
He is. We are a bit weird, me and Harvey, in a sense that all of those generic words we don't use in terms of gender. We just never have. We're everyone, you know, if they're a friend, if we like them, they're one of the guys. They're one of the
blokes.
But
say someone says, oh, can I set you up with a guy?
Then I'd yeah, I'd maybe have a bit of an issue with that. Yeah,
yeah. This yeah, and actually yeah.
No. But okay. But if someone went, hey, can I introduce you to this guy, and was pointing at a girl, I'd find that funny. I'd be like, ah, yeah, like you know, it depends the context. It really does.
Yeah, but you saying we're three guys is my point of can I set you up with a guy?
Yeah, but. No, okay, again, it's context is key, Tills. That's like everything. It's like, if I were to say, I don't know, I can't think of an example, but like, just any sort of like casual thing, like, oh, the guys are out there, you wouldn't be like, oh, well, I'm not a guy, would you?
You make a good point with that one. That is a little bit differently phrased, to be fair, but yeah, I would say.
But it's different to what you've just said. If it's like those guys, that's different. Or if people are like, oh, hey, guys. Like, it's used differently. The way you
again,
used
again,
it.
Again.
In
it's still the same word.
Implied.
Yeah.
That I was a male.
If I'd have said, we're just three fellas who pretend to know what we're talking about.
That would have been better.
Exactly, but it's still a male descriptive word.
Yeah,
so
but
what difference does guys make?
Fella is more like of a jokey thing.
Ah.
If he'd have gone, we're just three men... I would have given you having a problem with it. But I think you know us very well in that we don't care.
I'm just letting everyone know I'm not a male.
I'll argue the other side. If I'd have said we're just three ladies, that would have been a bit strange.
Yeah.
And you'd have also probably questioned it. So I will, you know, it usually works better for me that it's my gender I'm referencing. But equally, I do, you know, I get your point, but I still disagree. But
good
I'm glad we had this little debate. It's nice. It's nice of you to pipe up every now and again. Coming out of that little cave of yours. Speaking of...
caves.
You've got a comment, chat. That was just the worst segue ever.
You said it.
Yeah, you picked this week's comment shout out.
Yeah,
didn't
because
you?
Harvey is so incompetent that yet, though he was late, he still didn't even have a comment shout out. So that was for me. Okay.
Let's go.
It's from.
Lock it in.
It's from.
A shadow.
Stop. Dolby, I can't read this name. It's from Bad Fatima Zahra Ibrahim.
And we'd like to take this moment to really, really apologise to anyone who's listening to this on a streaming platform.
Oh, big time.
Me and Max are currently doing
can you help me with this name?
To the camera. While Tilly's trying to read a name she's never seen before.
Fatima Zahra.
What is she doing?
Ibrahim.
Good boy.
What did you say?
I said, what is she doing? He said, what are we doing? So
I'd love to know what this comment is. If it turns out to be
try and
shit.
Read that name.
Wait, hang on.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Okay, wait. So Fatima is clearly their name, but then it's Zahra Ibrahim. Zahra Ibrahim? Zahra Ibrahim.
Yeah, it's hard, isn't it?
Or Zahra Ibrahim, maybe. Thank you so much for sending in your comment. Now we're going to read it.
It says, hey, Max, Harvey and Tilly, you guys are such amazing singers and I just wanted to ask, what's each of your favourite covers to sing? Also, my new favourite song is 100% The Little Snippets of Release Me. Thank you for that one, Tilly. You're welcome.
Oh, yeah. So thanks, Tills.
Mine's really rogue, so I feel like a lot of people are going to be bored. However, I do implore you to listen to this song if you haven't already.
Yeah, nice.
It is Hypochondriac by Breakants. It's a really, really lovely song.
To cover?
That would be my favorite. Yeah, that would be my favorite song to sing.
Just checking. Yeah.
That's the question, isn't it?
Yeah.
That is.
I've never heard that song before.
Sitting at the piano, play it because I can, you know, play that song, and singing along to it. That's my favorite. Sorry that if you don't know it, you probably don't.
Have you got one? Or do you want me to go first?
Just musical theatre, really.
Oh, go. Yeah. That's exciting. Oh, the answer is musical theatre.
Like random
Pick
stuff.
Pick one. Like, they want one.
Something like Let It Go or something.
Let It Go from Frozen. Yeah. Sorry, I just really wanted to sound like I was excited about
it. No, I'm glad you said the title and where it was from because that was the only stipulation.
What?
And it was you answering. I don't know, musical? Move on.
Let It Go.
You didn't answer the question. Yeah, and then you just said Let It Go. By who? James Bay?
Well, if I say musical theatre, then I say the literal, like, for my generation, one of the biggest movies, which is Frozen, and I say musical theatre, I'm pretty sure most people would have assumed Let It Go from Frozen, the musical theatre one.
Now, Tills, luckily...
To Harvey, do you want to answer the question?
No, luckily...
Do you want to...
Luckily,
I really need a wait.
Luckily, a lot of our viewers are very intelligent and probably did figure out that was what you're on about. Unfortunately, a fair few of our viewers, if you've read the comments ever, are half-wits and would not have figured that out. I'm not singling anyone out, but goddamn. Do you actually need to piss?
Do you want to answer the question and then we can...
I can answer the question.
Yeah, answer the question first.
Yeah, I like that one by Lil Nas X.
Boring!
That's what I want. Because it don't feel right when it's late at night.
That is a nice melody.
I would just do that over and
no
over again.
No one asked you to sing
or
it.
That would have to be with someone. If it was on my own, I'd probably do Last Call by Will Lindley because I just like that song. I don't know. Or The Black Parade because why not?
Okay, they said...
Tough sing.
Song.
Yeah, exactly.
Not songs.
The Black Parade is by My Chemical Romance for anyone who was interested.
Okay.
And seen.
On a slightly different note, I have some rather exciting news. Yesterday, me, Tilly and Dobby went to the gym.
Oh.
And Tilly completed a flip that I did not think she was going to get as quickly as she did.
Damn.
Tilly did a double front flip.
Damn!
Into a foam pit, but good on her.
Damn!
She just sent it.
But you know what? And that's actually a really big thing and a really scary thing because I recently pulled my calf doing a double side flip. So I can imagine that's, you know.
Did you pull anything?
No.
She pulled off a mean double front flip. That's what she did.
You one up this guy. Look at this.
Oh,
fool
well done.
Ruining his legs.
I'm just about starting to get back to normal. But you know what? I was going to say, when we went to the gym with Jordan, our friend who we filmed the backflip video with, I tried to do something really stupid after having pulled my calf. And that set me back a couple of weeks. So a little tip from me, if you hurt something, just wait. Just wait till it's healed.
Let it heal.
Don't start messing around.
What was going through your head when you initially tried the double front flip?
Well, I was talking to Max's friend, Danny, who is kind of the reason that we go to gymnastics. She's very good at flips and tricks and things. Mm-hmm. And I was just, and we were talking about it, to do a double front flip, you need the height and the speed. And I kept doing just a normal front flip, and I would just let go. And Danny and her friend that was there was like, you just need to hold on to it, and you would literally have it so easily. They were like, we thought you were going to do it then. And I was like, no, I wasn't even trying. And so they were like, you have to just hold on to it. Like, you'll have it so easily. Mm-hmm. And the scariest bit about it is getting the height because the trampoline is not like the trampoline we've had growing up.
Yeah, it's so a professional trampoline.
Was there anything that helped you get over the mental block of, okay, this could go very wrong?
There wasn't really a big mental block. The biggest mental block I had was knowing when to jump or where to jump on the trampoline, yeah, so I didn't jump on the thing. The actual mental block of the flip didn't really ever exist for me, I don't think.
What was really annoying was, so luckily I did film the process of this happening, but then because she decided she wanted to just go off and do backflips, I was like, oh, cool, this probably isn't going to happen. So I went on doing my own business in the gym. I was about to do something along the trampoline tumble track.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden I hear, oh my God, from the back of the room.
Danny,
and she had just done a double front flip. So I didn't even see it the first time she did it.
Oh, you did two?
She did two, and I filmed the second one.
You were like, you will do another.
Oh, big time. I was like,
everyone came over, because everyone Max was with also came over to see what the screaming was about. And then I had all eyes on me, and I was like, I don't like it anymore.
That is terrifying. Yeah, no, that's the worst thing, and that is genuinely the reason I pulled my calf, was because it wasn't even because anyone cared what I was doing. It was a very busy day and everyone was just surrounding the big trampoline. And so I wasn't thinking about where I was putting my feet. I was just like, just get out the way because there's someone waiting to get on this. Misplaced my foot completely and it just, kind of pulled that whole thing right there, you know, the calf.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Really devastating stuff.
But I also was scared that it was just like a luck almost thing, like a one-time thing, and I wouldn't be able to do it again. Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
Mm. No, you nailed it, to be fair. And thanks. You got your backflip a bit better as
well. Yeah, Danny helped that as well.
Now we need to work on the standing backflip.
Yes.
Although, actually, I'm sure it'll probably be out by the time this video is out, but we haven't actually posted the video yet of you doing the backflip into the foam pit. That still hasn't gone out, but it probably will by the time that this goes out. Mm-hmm. So yeah, look out for that if you haven't seen it already. And then we'll just kind of turn you into a super gymnast as well as everything else. Because
Danny said to me, she was like, okay, next week you need to come with something that you want to do and we're going to do it. And I was like, okay.
Danny's a psychopath.
Yeah.
I'm convinced.
And neither of us know what we're talking about. So it's a dream team. Mm. I'm going to do one more comment shout out because... sorry.
I know, I've got something stuck in my throat as well.
What's going on? I think it's because I've been having an energy drink.
That's a Dubai
drink. Well, I'm glad we all got one of those out of the way, and you're welcome to the listeners. really, we'll send you fruit baskets or something to apologise.
We won't.
I want a fruit basket.
We still owe them Leo on the podcast. It is going to happen.
We're just not going to say when.
Don't get upset about it. It will happen. We are very appreciative that we've hit 100K. It's really tough to figure out.
I never knew that was a promise that we made.
Leo does not live at home.
That wasn't a promise that we made.
So it's tough. Someone bear with us. It will happen.
It would have been him.
Thank you.
It'd have been him.
That wasn't a promise that we made.
It was me.
That's funny.
But you don't run this. We run this.
It'd have been really funny if you just said, I run this. But that's not true, apparently.
But I knew you were going to be like, actually.
Why did I get iced out?
I don't know, man. It's a long day.
Because you were the one that said the mistake.
I'm a star.
Oh, and also, while we're here...
I just didn't like that I said that.
No, I'll let you sit with that for a minute.
Let it sink in.
Yeah.
I am a star.
You're well done.
Said it again.
we remember, please... You completely throw me off now. Please like and subscribe if you've gotten to this point in the video, because it does help us massively. And
he's
also
just thinking about it. Look at him.
Remember that the podcast, we already said it, but the podcast is going to go on tour, and Max and I have a song coming out, which is really exciting, called Release.
I think they're just really upset that you haven't said Tilly has a song coming out.
I know.
Those
and
are the
one
words
day those
for.
Words will maybe
one day you'll write a good song.
Yeah, we didn't even write this one.
No, we didn't, to be fair.
But look at that face. So thoughtful.
She's upset because she has written one song.
I've written four songs.
Oh,
really?
She's written four songs. Where are they? I haven't heard any of the other three.
No, I have.
I know what you're talking about now. That's my bad. Sorry. Anyway, one day we'll be coming onto this podcast and we'll be going, oh, Max and Harvey, I can't believe you leaked my music. What were you doing?
We're going to leak your music.
Yep.
Okay, buddy.
Because mm-hmm. I know how to get things.
Payback.
Okay, hon. Yeah. You do that?
I'll probably be producing it.
I know. Yeah, maybe. I know everyone. Anyway, we're going to do another comment shout out really quickly, because we thought, why not? We'll do two. You guys have been lovely to us, and why wouldn't we be lovely back? Mm. So we're going to give a shout out to Agustina _SVD, who says, hey guys, I wanted to say I love this podcast so much. I'm from Argentina and use your podcast and the rest of the contents to get better at English. About the bathroom thing, I have to say personally, I love bathrooms, the good ones, of course.
Some... I saw that comment. I nearly read it out.
Yeah. Where was I?
Some.
Yeah, thanks. Some have different styles and decorations, and I just like to take my time to pay attention to the details. Sometimes it helps to escape from social gatherings, a safe space. Such a weirdo, I know, Lamau. Also, next Saturday, I turn 22, so I'm excited for the podcast. Hope you're doing good and have a great week. Lots of love and hugs from Argentina. Tills, can you appreciate a good bathroom?
Yeah, I went to a place where there was sofas in the toilet.
That is weird.
It was really lovely.
No one needs to spend that much time in the bathroom.
But I agree, it's a lovely getaway.
Really?
Yeah.
From social gatherings. And actually, yeah, you're right. If the toilet was actually a place to be... Sorry for all the listeners right now. Max is trying to make Dubai chocolate happen again. He's currently eating it with Dobby and they're having a moment. We're going to move on to bathrooms again. It is a nice place to get away in a social gathering, especially when there's like, it's almost like a little space for you and your mate to just sit and chat without all of the hullabaloo around you. But yeah, like equally, I don't want to spend that much time in a bathroom. So I don't really get it still. Although we did parade Joe through a Soho house and she went to the bathroom there and was absolutely raving about the toilets. That's our auntie, by the way, because she desperately needed a wee after we went to see a show.
So, talking about Joe's bowel movement?
Well, because it's... she just, you know...
Leave her alone.
She's fine. People got to go to the toilet. There's nothing wrong with that. She said there were lovely toilets and she was thrilled. It was the best moment of her night, apparently. Which I'm really happy for her.
We saw a show.
We did, yeah. But anyway, you can agree with that, can you?
What?
The toilets thing. You're done, aren't you?
Okay, can I leave?
Yes, Tilly. Thank you so much for being here with us. And thank you for watching the 14 Again podcast. We've been Max, Harvey and Tilly. And please follow us, subscribe to us, like, comment, leave a rating, whatever you want to do. We really, really do appreciate it. And also make sure you keep an eye out for the live show, which will be coming soon. The tickets will be available at 10 a.m.
Who
on Wednesday.
Is going
UK
to
time.
Be... at the first ever 14 Again live show.
The first ever one on the 7th of May.
Who will
the tickets
it be?
Go live. And the show is on the 6th of September. Remember those dates. They're important if you want to get tickets, because we have a feeling they might sell quickly. It's not a massive theatre.
Not a huge theatre.
So we're very, very excited about that. Hopefully all goes well. And in the meantime, that's us. Now 5 seconds to decide if you want to watch that video.
Bam.
Or just say goodbye because you're
boom
listening.